The 35 acres is all of this and all of this.
Would it still have access to where the roads currently end?
Yeah.
You'd have access to the property there?
Now, this is a platted road to right there.
Okay.
This is a platted city road to right there.
So you'd still have access to those properties to develop?
Still have access to those properties. A different legal counsel, I don't know if this matters, give me an opinion that this could be surveyed off and it was platted by the city. It's not the legal counsel sitting here today, obviously. So that the taxes would have to be apportionated as a percentage. For example, you made the example of 35,000, if it's whatever, it's about 3%, or whatever the percentage is what we would pay. And I said, well, that sounds okay to me. Otherwise, just like the property over here, the only other option, there's 100 acres over here that was recently transferred from Arvest, from their holding company, to another LLC. I actually know that for a fact.
But your taxes remain.
No. The taxes remain, but they weren't paid.
But they remain against the property.
There's $800,000 in accrued taxes on this 100 acres. There's whatever over here. And this is going to have to go through, like Carl said, this is going to have to wash out, so to speak. I mean, everybody knows without saying it was a bad deal that the city even existed here, because the pertinent services and the SID taxes were charged on all this land without it being completed.
Without being utilized there.
Well, it wasn't even completed. So.
But it was set up with the bank and the mortgage and the boundaries, and because of the way it was set up, and the city approved the boundaries for the SID, and that's what the bank, when the amount of money that was to be borrowed, that is to back it. And when they started the SID, they set it up because they knew it would be collected with the taxes.
Well, they made it. The bond people that bought the bonds made an assumption that the property would be developed. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now there was nothing illegal done about the SID. The SID being filed and authorized by the city was completely above board. There's been a lot of things happen. I won't go into all of it. There's been a lot of things done here that wasn't legal. Okay? But nobody wants to spend the money to go through all that brain damage. Okay? So when Arvest approached me, you know, I've also bought Sienna up here and been building up there for 7 years, I thought I could outrun the SID because I thought I could build all the houses, 57 houses up there, in about 3 years. I've been on 7 years, and I've still got 20-some lots left, and I've paid $500,000 in SID tax. So you can't outrun this SID if you can't develop fast enough. The SID eats you alive because you're paying $1,100 plus the real estate tax, $1,600 for a vacant lot a year. Well, you do the math. You have it 7 years, you got another $10,000 in the lot. Okay? So, I think a lot of this will be eventually given to 501Cs or something, or some type of use, but that's another story. But anyway, I thought that, so we went in here, this was a bluff, that we blasted all this off. Spent $120,000 on it so we could build these duplexes based on the legal opinion I had from somebody else, which is in question now. And the only reason we've done that was because we could build 10 duplexes and it financially made sense, even spending $120,000, even spending the money for the past taxes. So there. So, and those will go into a rental, long-term rental, and that's the reason we're here today. So,
does that answer your question as far as being able to access it?
I have a question. Do you only pay taxes when you sell the property? Or do you pay taxes all along while they do on the properties that you want to keep?
I've done both, but I've made the financial decision that CN is going to have to provide the sales and the profit to pay any more taxes. I'm not going to pay any more of them. I've sat here and I've paid $500,000 there on taxes there.
The delinquencies add up a lot to the taxes that are due. The taxes would have been paid every year, would have been a lot less than the $400,000 that we're looking at now.
Losing money is 100% loss to it. So,
yeah,
so that's what I've done. I think that we're on a downhill pull on Sienna, and we'll pay the rest of those taxes on Sienna, and we'll have it done in a couple of years. But the rest is, I mean, everybody knows there's lots that when the county allowed for over-the-counter sales, we bought lots of lots, several lots in Branson Hills and built on them. They have houses on them now. But when the county stopped doing over-the-counter sales after 3 years, for the most part, there's still some of those that people pick up, but not very many.
The county got stopped. The county does over-the-counter sales, but when it's got the SID on it, we were given, they were given an order. They have to collect the full amount. They can't go over it. And the courts will have to decide that. There's a lot of court cases out there in regard to it.
No, we're not faulting the county. We're saying that's just what happened.
It's a bad deal for the county.
Yes.
I think what he's saying is the fact that whenever they were able to get them cheaper,
right,
they were being developed. It was benefiting the,
right,
people were able to pay. They looked at it as an investment and they said, well, we can still make money if we have to pay X, but when we have to pay Y, we can't.
$70,000 for a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and just like years ago, and I think you ought to know this, because I was sitting in the meeting when this happened. I wasn't part of the deal, but I was a property owner. Commerce Bank was the fiduciary here on this SID, and they allowed HCW to take the reserves out. They were convinced that the development was far enough along that HCW could take the reserves. When they released the reserves to HCW, Commerce Bank did. HCW never paid any more taxes after that. And Commerce Bank resigned as the fiduciary. Now.
And they never completed what they were required to under the initial bond.
Well, there's been a lot of stuff here that's whatever, doesn't matter now, it's been so many years. But.
And I understand your points. I think we're getting a little bit off what we're here to talk about. So, on the 1.9 acres, I think what Mona was asking, correct me if I'm wrong, are you going to pay the full, I use the example of $35,000, are you going to pay the full amount of 1.9, or are you going to wait for it to develop and then pay?
No, I'm going to say that now, because I'm going to build, you can't do
so. So you're wanting to pay it before you actually develop?
Yeah, but I don't know, maybe, I don't know how much taxes are due, a couple $300,000 maybe? On all the 35 acres?
If we do this for this company, then what happens to all the other people that only want to pay for half of their lot or half of their acre because they think only half of it's worth anything? As far as...
I think they would have to do the same thing and get it...
Just deed it over to another LLC.
I
think what would happen is it'd have to be replatted, made into a separate parcel, and then if that was the case, then they could come before us and they could say, hey, we've got two parcels here now, and we want to develop just this parcel, not the other, and then pay taxes on the parcel.
Correct.
That's fine when taxes are paid to do the split, but you don't want to do splits for part of the paid and part of the not paid.
I guess here's the problem. The city's already done it for us. Is that a fair?
That's fair, and I think that's the issue here. There, and I do understand.
I don't think they would be here today had the city not.
Before, it was complete lots turning into this. What we're asking to do now is taking portions of all of those lots back in 2015 and 16 when it was over 80 some lots. But now maybe you only want a fourth of one lot, a third of another lot, a fifth of another lot, And how are you going to go and put parcel numbers and split all of that out to have new parcel numbers, because some of it's still owing? Somebody's going to have to pay for it someday. And I'm going to have all of these lots that I'm only going to be paying a portion of.
I don't...
Those lots are gone.
Well, they're not on my tax books. They should be. The plat's been vacated.
Those amounts should be now on the land that's left.
There was parcel numbers with tax bills from 15 and 16 that were never paid, so I'm carrying those every year. That's why I send you that big spreadsheet of all the parcel numbers.
I see.
So it needs to be cleaned up, so then the question is, how's that cleaned up?
I think...
Do all those parcels go into one and
get sold, or?
Well, then I don't think you can, because those parcels don't exist anymore, so how do you...
They do exist on the books.
Well, they exist on the books, but they don't exist in reality. I don't know. Again, this is why we got these two guys standing right here.
Well, it sounds...
Sitting here.
Yeah, I mean, one of the problems is that, as I understand it, 2 years of the taxes owed were back whenever the 35 acres was 61 parcels. Then it was replatted in 2017, taking away the 61 parcels and making it, I don't know if it became 35 acres or it became some, it was larger holdings at that point. And so then that's the 2017, 18, 19 tax bills. And then this year, which of course will only be assessed as of January 1, not as of September, whenever the replat was filed, but now we have another re-amalgamation of the properties, basically. So we've got three different states of affairs in 2015 and 2016, 17, 18, 19, and 20, and then going forward. Which, I mean, from a tracking of a land transfer standpoint is no different than any other lot split, lot combination, plat, replat, so on and so forth. But the taxes, I mean, normally whenever a plat is amended or filed, the taxes are paid on the existing tract in order to clear the basis, basically, before the next ending. So that's the issue, just from a practical standpoint, that you have to get over. So you've got to figure out the taxes owed for each of those years, which tax parcels those were associated with, and then you have to look at then, before now, and now, and you have to sort all that out. I mean, that's just the practical problem, ignoring all the legal arguments each way.
So it can't be as simple as, hey, these parcels add up to this amount, and we're going to put all those under one parcel, transfer the taxes due to the...
Essentially, I don't know, Brandon. We would have to look at each parcel in question to see if that lined up cleanly or not. I don't know the answer to that. Do you, Carl?
I believe is that within, let's say for example, in the 33 acres, there's two tracts of land, the 33 acres and then we'll just call it the 2 acre. At one point in time, the 2 acre parcel had a certain number of lots and the 33 acre parcel had a certain number of platted lots. And I understand what she's saying. Prior to 2015, they were accruing taxes based on that. So according to her books, they've got a per lot assessment dating back during that time period. And again, my client's not asking that somehow those disappear or that they get reassessed for a different value. We recognize they've been made and we're not asking for a change to those back taxes, just a reapportionment. And I think it could be done.
Let me ask this. If they were still in those individual lots, he could pay the taxes on those individual lots and then develop them.
That were within...
I can see part of that happening, the 15s and 16s on any lot that is involved with this 1.9. If they were all paid and then you were splitting off the 35 into the 1.9, it would only involve two parcels rather than 61. It would be a lot more doable. But still...
I don't know if we're saying the same thing or not.
Compared to anyone else that owns his property in Ransom Center.
Is the 1.9, did it pretty much align itself with existing lots?
Mm-mm. At one time, yes. Back in 1516, those lots...
I'm asking, we don't know exactly where the lines drawn. They didn't.
I do.